You're listening to the best of Amber and Billows on Sunraysia's Hit 99.5.
Amber, I'd like to pitch a new segment to you.
This worries me.
I haven't worked out all the kinks yet, though, so okay. This is a bit of a practice as well.
So we're literally doing an on-air brainstorm.
Right, yeah, we've got the butcher's paper out. You're part of the planning meeting right now, Sunraysia. Okay. So we play How High every now and then because you're very interested in how tall various famous people are.
Yes. If you're watching a movie, they're usually not as tall as you think they are. Hollywood lies to you.
Similar to that, but something that I find very interesting is what people are worth.
Oh, their net worth.
Yeah. So basically the game would entail us going to Google, typing in a celebrity and net worth, and the other one trying to figure out how much they're worth, how much money they've got.
Well, this is really hard. It's hard to measure because, like, you could kind of guess how tall someone is because you've literally seen them.
We went with an inch each way, wasn't it? Or was it 2 inches each way?
So how are we going to measure this?
I don't know. So that's what we need to figure out.
All right.
So here we go.
Okay.
Amber, what do you think Kid Rock is worth?
Oh, who cares?
That is not the point of the game, Amber.
Okay.
So Kid Rock, big in the 90s, early 2000s, but still performing these days, still tours regularly.
Has a certain crowd, too.
Yep, definitely. So has done pretty well to remain somewhat relevant, I would say.
All right, I'm going to go.
What do you reckon Kid Rock's worth,
Kid Rock's net worth is $27
million. $27 million. Kid Rock is worth $80 million. So I don't know what the measuring stick is.
I'm wrong.
But you're wrong on that one. Yeah.
Very wrong.
Okay, let's have another go.
Okay,
so you were definitely too far away then.
So hard.
What do you think Eminem's worth?
Oh, so much.
So much.
Okay.
But keep in mind, he's had some troubles with addiction in the past. I don't know.
Drugs are expensive.
Drugs are expensive.
Yeah.
But he has been consistently releasing music since the mid-90s. So he's got 20 years worth of albums.
All right.
What do you reckon Eminem's worth?
$100 million.
$100 million? Eminem's worth $190 million. So I'm going with wrong again. I still don't know. How close would you have needed to be to being right, though?
I don't know.
What's your math like? Could we do 10% either side?
What do you mean, what's my math
like?
Yeah,
I know the answer to that question.
That's a dumb question.
I think it's a great game, but we still need to work out some kinks.
I think it's an okay game.
Well, in the wise words of Amber Wheatland, how dare you?
To Amber and Bill Ozine, thanks to the team at Telstra Mildura.
And also a big shout out to Ray Pratt from Telstra Mildura, who for some reason is still doing business with us.
You sound disappointed that he's still doing business with it. It's a good thing.
I'm not disappointed. I'm very surprised, given how you behaved on Friday.
All right, mate.
Right, so Ray comes in on Friday. Bit of a meeting so that we know what we're talking about this week. Mm. His various bundles and iPads and whatnot.
Yes.
And he has brought in his daughter, Charlie.
Who's 10.
10, is she?
Mm-hmm.
She is an absolute superstar.
She was very polite. Yep. I mean, being dragged to a meeting with your dad's like, that sounds super boring.
Oh, 100%. His son, Jack, wasn't there. Morning, Jack. Sorry you couldn't be here, mate. But you might have dodged a bullet with how Amber Wheatland behaved in the presence of a 10-year-old girl. You are a role model in this town to young girl, Amber. And I have never heard so many F-bombs in my life.
It was an accident.
It was.
Because here's the thing. Ray's like a friend of ours.
He is, yeah.
So we're quite chummy with Ray.
He's coming to my wedding.
Is he?
Yeah.
Cool. And this is sort of my space. So, obviously, I know when I'm on air.
Yep.
So, right now, I'm not allowed to swear.
No, that's
right. But off air, I do.
Swears like a sailor. And my goodness, it was like being at dinner with Kevin Bloody Wilson and Rodney Roode at the same time.
All right.
You're being
dramatic.
No.
I said it a couple of times.
A couple of times. If it was any less than 8 in the 10 minutes that Ray was here, I'd be very surprised.
Okay, look, when I'm in a child's space, I try not to swear, and I don't. But when they're in my space, I can't promise what's going
to
happen.
I was going to say, was that you trying not to swear? Look,
I'm sorry.
Yes.
That I said it a couple of times. As you can imagine, Sunraysia, Billows is being dramatic.
So does that mean you're not apologising for all the other times you said it? You're just saying sorry for the twice?
I felt really bad. I nearly cried. Like, I did it a couple of times in a row even, and I was like, I can't stop myself. I need help.
You nearly cried. Why does the bad lady keep saying that word? I'm begging her to stop. Let's do naughty or sporty at 6:40. Yeah.
Okay.
That's all I got.
All right.
That's 100% of my enthusiasm and energy today.
Okay. We got a naughty story today.
Really?
Shocking.
A naughty? Okay.
You
segment.
Think after all this Commonwealth Games action?
Yeah.
No.
No.
This is the one chance in the show I get to talk about orgies, and that's exactly what I'm going to do.
Righto, let's do it.
Two virgin phone repairmen arrived at a club.
I think it's a bit unnecessary to state their current...
They work for Telco Virgin, all right?
Oh.
Yeah.
Cool, I was just making sure we weren't just making fun of these grown men who hadn't found someone yet.
No, dudes that work for Virgin.
Right, back on board.
Rock up to a club and found themselves in the middle of an orgy.
Righto. Mm. Okay. Yeah, no, that's an interesting day at the office.
So, you know, they've rocked up there and they're just trying to get on with their job.
Just need to fix the phone lines.
Fix the Wi-Fi.
And they got some dude hanging there in their way.
Mm-hmm. Like, literally that. Exactly.
That's weird.
They just kept their heads down, doing their job. Despite offers to join in.
Don't want to keep your head down too far, mate.
Oh, my God. So a lot of the people at the orgy and participating in the orgy then said that it was pretty ironic that these two dudes roll in wearing shirts that say Virgin on them and they're in the middle of an orgy.
So they didn't. They weren't tempted to throw their keys in the bowl and see where the night took them?
I don't think they did.
No.
Because then there would have been uproar, you know, they would have been like, in trouble at their work.
I don't doubt. Mm. My question is, I've completely forgotten what my question was.
You're distracted by the thought of an orgy.
I really, oh, that's what I was going to say. This is the way pornos start.
Yeah.
Like,
yeah.
This does not sound like a day at the office. Like, you hear about people, like, pizza delivery men rolling up and them being naked at the door, and you're like, does that really happen?
Yeah.
And it happened to these guys.
I know, you couldn't read about it.
No.
Well, I just
you
did.
You literally are reading about it.
Just did.
Yeah.
Interesting. But you couldn't make it up.
No. Well, you could, again, in a porno. I've seen it happen many, not many times. Let's not go nuts here.
Bottom line is, guys, I didn't make that story up.
No.
Billows.
Yep.
Yesterday, I legit forgot how old I was.
Oh, Amber, you are too young to be doing that, mate.
I know. I knew.
How old are you?
26.
26.
But I knew it was either 26 or 27. I just couldn't remember which one.
You knew the ballpark.
I was in the vicinity.
I think for me to know whether this is an old person moment, Amber, how did you figure out how old you were?
I had to ask boyfriend Riz.
Oh, God.
Because I'm slightly older than he is.
Yeah.
So I said, how old are you? And he goes, And he had to think about how old he was as well.
Again, if you're too young to be having this problem, Riz is way too young to be having this problem.
I'm way too young to forget how old I am. And I'm not sure if it's like, usually I just round it up to my next birthday. So like, on my next birthday, I'll be 27. So sometimes I say I'm 27.
I'll sometimes have to do that, but it's usually when I'm trying to think of when something happened. I'll be like, oh, God, it must be 25 years since that happened. And then I'm like, I'm old enough to say things like 25 years ago that happened.
Now, I've given my parents so much flack over the years for forgetting how old they are. Like, Mum, it's your birthday soon. How old are you going to be? And she's got to think about it.
Yeah.
And I always, like, give her so much for it.
I think it's one of those things, like, if you ask an 8-year-old, how old are they? 8 3/4.
Yeah.
Like, you know, to the day almost, but we just stop really caring. Like, I thought it was a 30 onwards thing where you're like, who cares now?
But then after I realised I was 26, I was like, oh, but I feel like I'm 40.
Maybe that's what it was.
I reckon it is.
You might not be 40 yet, you're just feeling every day of it. Went to Melbourne on the weekend, Amber, and had, I keep saying my bucks. It was really just me and my groomsmen just going to a few pubs.
That's cool.
It
you don't
fun.
Have to define bucks.
No, we didn't want to do strippers or anything like that. We were just having some beers. And
having
it was good
a catch
fun.
Up, sure.
But my best man, something he did which was made it a bit of fun, was he sent Carly a whole heap of questions that she needed to answer, and I needed to guess what her response would be.
Okay.
And there was shots on the line.
Oh.
And I'm not a big shots guy, Amber. You know that. I don't operate real well.
You
it's a good
really,
way to deteriorate.
Really wanted to get these questions right. Not only to prove to your groomsmen how well you know your fiancé, but also so you don't have to do shots.
For my own liver.
Yeah.
So I did pretty well. Because
no doubt.
Just quietly, I'm marrying this woman. I know her reasonably well.
Oh, Billows and Carly are meant to be.
We got to the point, though, there was one question where even before he asked, he's like, you stand no chance. Mm. I don't think she fully understood the question.
How many shots had you done by this point?
Look, it's fairly blurry on how many shots I did at all, Amber, so I won't get into that. So he says to me, and before he asked this question, he went around the table and was like, if you guys, what superpower would you guys want? And they're like, I don't know, flight. Flight.
Invisibility.
No one says invisibility. You judge them a little bit because you know it's because they're a creep.
Oh, I would say that.
Why would you want invisibility?
Because I'm a creep, I guess.
Yeah,
thanks,
that's
mate.
That's right. It's because you're a creep,
so
if that's your answer.
So this was the question.
What superpower would Billows want? My best man asks Carly.
Okay.
You know what she said?
I have no idea.
Captain Dollar Bill. He poops money. And I'm just like, what?
She set you up to fail for that one.
She couldn't have just said, like, a character and being like, Superman, I don't know, Batman, anything like that. Yeah. Or something that she is guessable, like invisibility, like a creep, or flight. Captain Dollar Bill. And I asked her about it. She's like, I thought I was so clever. It's got Bill right there in it. Captain Dollar Bill. He poops money. Oh, tell me that's not you.
I'm like, I didn't even get the Captain Dollar Bill. Yeah. You have no money to poop.
No,
so.
That's right. Well, that's the thing. I'd just be pooping it, Amber. I don't need to eat it.
What was your answer?
I can't even remember. It certainly wasn't Captain Dollar Bill, though.
Billows was pretty crap weather over the weekend.
No arguments whatsoever. I spent most of Saturday in Melbourne and it belted rain and was windy as hell.
I read 70k winds.
I'd believe that.
That's a lot.
Because I dropped my ticket on the tarmac at the airport before I'd even got on the plane here in Mildura. I just watched it go away. I'm like, it's going way faster than I can run. And then I thought about running after it and was worried I'd get tackled by someone. Well, do not run at the airport anywhere, especially on the tarmac.
Yeah.
Frowned upon.
Well, because it was so windy, I was walking out to my car.
Mm-hmm.
And it was like kind of raining, like there was
a little
bit, yeah, it was a little bit of moisture in the air and I was fed up. It was so windy. And as I got in my car, I was wearing a ponytail.
Yep.
And my entire ponytail got stuck in the car door.
Oh, the money I would have paid to have witnessed this.
And I was like, I was mad. Like, it frustrated me to the point I nearly cried because I was just so annoyed.
When you told me that you got your ponytail stuck in the door, I was hoping it was on the outside of the car, like you were a cartoon character getting the hair stuck in an elevator or something.
Yeah.
As you try to walk away and...
The opposite of that. I was, oh my God, I was so mad. I just felt so stupid and I was so fed up. It was raining and there was dust. Like, it was pretty much raining mud at this point. It was dusty and there was a little bit of rain and then all of a sudden my ponytail was stuck in the car door.
You know what sort of weather that sounds like? Dirty boogers weather. Yeah, that during the day. And by the time you get home, you're like, oh, why is my nose so full? Like, why is it all brown?
Can't confirm if that happened.
You can, so you dirty liar.
Oh, my God, I was mad.
You're getting mad just thinking about it now.
I'm so frustrated.
Yeah, I still wish I saw it, but I'm sad this happened to you.
This is the best of Amber and Billows on Sunraysia's Hit 99.5.